This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Joining me today in the JPR studios by way of Detroit, it is the band Empty Houses. Ali Shea, David Mackinder, and Adam Mercer. Welcome, you guys.
Thank you. Nice
to meet you. Brand new record, debut record, is just out. It's called Daydream. It is fabulous. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Really wonderful sound. You guys are from Detroit or nearby, near enough to Detroit, and you sound it. You've nicely captured the sound of old Detroit and Motown, but yet modernized it.
Oh, cool.
Tell me about your individual musical backgrounds and how the three of you together ended up at the point where we are hearing this sound on this record.
Well, I think my background was just, I think we all had a background of the Motown kind of stuff. We all grew up listening to it. Our parents played it in the houses all the time. Me personally, I just started taking piano lessons. I have a lot of family members who play music, and I've just always been kind of into it. And Dave and I played in some other bands together, and we ended up just getting together to start this, and it just felt pretty natural.
I feel like we have a lot of friends and stuff that play music, and I think it's kind of inherently in us. And this thing was a nice outlet because it's like feel good, makes you happy, makes you smile type music, and it's emotive, and we like that.
Well, you mentioned the previous band. This was not a similar band.
Not at all.
The two of you guys were in. This was more of a punk band, right?
Yes.
This is a massive shift in feel.
Yeah.
Not only in the songs themselves, but in the feel of the music, right? There's
totally
less sort of veiny forehead and more happy smile,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Was that a natural progression for the two of you to really switch directions so noticeably?
Yeah, totally. I think it's 100% natural because, you know, I think that we just have such an eclectic taste, and we just get excited about, you know, this kind of soul and Motown music. And I don't know, it's an outlet I think we always kind of wanted to do as well.
Well, speaking of excitement, I know that there was a moment of probably excitement and aha and discovery upon realizing just how well Ali can sing. We'll talk about that in a couple of minutes. Empty Houses are my guests today live on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called Daydream. You can find information on the band at emptyhousesband.com. What do you guys want to do first today?
We can do the title track, Daydream.
Yeah.
You want to do that?
Yeah, sure. Let's go for it.
Cool.
Always hard to do, but I would like to think you didn't want to leave. It wasn't only me. I'm feeling we should spend some time making sure that we don't fall behind. But we're burying ourselves. We could have been someone else. I had this comfort built up inside. It was a good place for me to hide. I'm hoping for to go. It seemed like time was slowing down. Suddenly the sun began to drown. An empty hollow sound echoed on the lake. I'm feeling far away. I had this comfort built up inside. It was a good place for me to hide. But lately I'm going out of my mind.
I'm trying.
That is Empty Houses live on Jefferson Public Radio. The title track from their debut record called Daydream. EmptyHousesBand.com is the web address to find out more about the band. Okay, so how did you guys discover that Allie can sing like we just heard her sing? Because this was not something that you had been pursuing, right? You were kind of a...
No, I was actually studying acting. I went to college for that. Did like some musicals and mainly just sang on my own time, just as like a side thing.
I could see you killing it in musicals. Did that go well?
I didn't like that as much. I really love theater, but I didn't feel as much of a connection like being in kind of standard classic musicals and stuff. I just really liked going to bars and covering Adele songs, you know, just like doing that casual thing. We have a lot of similar friends, and I think it just kind of came up at, like, I think a Christmas party. Just, like, sat around and started playing, and I sang along and stuff, and we were like, oh, maybe we could make some music together sometime.
And it was just you had posted some stuff to YouTube also, right?
Yeah.
Was that like covers?
Yeah, I just would get really bored and post. I mean, nobody watched them. It was mostly just, like, for my mom to watch sometimes if she
wanted
to.
Did you two watch them, though?
Yeah, I mean, we would see them, like... You know, sometimes, and I notice them on Facebook, and like, damn, she's really good. We're like friends. We sing at parties and stuff together. Like, she's trying to write songs sometime.
Somewhere in 2015-ish, your previous band, which is called Fireworks, by the way,
Yeah. Announced
semi-permanent hiatus?
Yes, semi-indefinite.
Maybe someday,
really
kind of thing.
Some kind, yeah.
Was that so that you guys were free to pursue this new opportunity?
No, not even really.
Really?
That kind of just, we were starting to do this stuff at the same time, just when we weren't doing that. And yeah, that didn't stop so this could start. That just stopped kind of naturally. Everyone was kind of getting into different phases of their lives. And then we were like, sweet, well, let's keep going with this. So it kind of just naturally worked out where time was freed up for us to start hitting this hard.
There had been an EP prior to this record, right? Mm-hmm. That came out, how long ago did that come out?
It was like the December of 2014, I think. Maybe like the very end of December.
I think January. I think January of 2015, but right around there, yeah.
Sometime.
And this record is just out, and mm-hmm. It seems like things are now starting to pick up a little bit. What has your schedule been like the last 6 months?
Once we were finished recording the album by the end of October last year, so the past few months have been kind of just prepping to release and everything and just kind of waiting to get going, and then just the past month being on the road and everything, it's like getting all this stuff done at once, so it's finally feels like we're moving with it, which is awesome.
And is this the first time out touring West Coast?
This is the first tour we've done as a band.
Really?
Yeah, at all.
Some hometown shows around Detroit or not even?
Well, we did on this tour.
Really? But not before that.
The first actual show we played with this band was the first show of the tour.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
All right. What have you learned?
I've been learning a whole lot because I didn't know what I was doing.
Right. You guys are kind of old pros at it, having done a bunch of shows, right?
Right.
But as a trio, what have you learned about each other, about the process of being in a van, driving up and down the highway again?
Feels pretty easy. I mean, it's just the three of us. We got a slick little minivan. Feels great.
Yeah, I think the important thing that we've been noticing is, aside from just, you know, we've been practicing a lot and we've been preparing ourselves literally to play, but I think the thing that we've noticed the most is just everything's smoother and better when we're all kind of just on the same page with each other. Like, you know, there can be like long days and stuff, but we kind of just, you know, get together before every show and kind of just vibe off each other and like just try to have fun. And that's when it's the best, I think, for us.
One of the things that is noticeably missing here in the studio as opposed to the record is, of course, the horn section.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What kind of work do you have to do to pair some of your songs back knowing that you don't have that bop, bop, bop of the horn line? Do you play differently on keys or on guitar?
A little bit. There are a few things that we change a little bit to make it sound kind of better as just the three of us. So there's certain things in the record that are more kind of spaced out musically to leave room for like the drums and the bass and the horns and stuff. So there's a few things that we kind of like fill out a little bit. But that's about it, really. It's similar other than that, I think.
Yeah.
Empty Houses, my guests live today on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called Daydream. Information online at emptyhousesband.com. What's next?
Falling Away?
Yeah.
Something happening every night. It's what I wanna feel inside. And I don't know if I'll go there to where you are. So I'm waiting for you, baby.
Waiting for you, baby.
Time keeps flying by. And I welcome in the storm that's in, building all my life. So easy, I'm watching from afar, and I won't try to find you.
Won't try to find you.
I'll let you find me, but I'm tuning in to where you've been, where I'll never be.
That is Empty Houses live today on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called Daydream. Ali Shea, David Mackinder, Adam Mercer in the studios. Vocals, guitar vocals, keyboard vocals. I got it in the right order, I think. This new record, produced by a Grammy winner, Graham Marsh, that seems a fortuitous combination right out of the gate for a debut album. How did that come together?
Well, Graham's worked... He's known our manager for a long time, and I think they were kind of talking about it, and she sent it over to him, and we got on the phone with him, and he was super excited about it, and we totally vibed out on it. We're kind of on the same page off the get-go, so it was just like a really awesome setup for us, for sure, because he's great.
And the record came out on a label that we would not necessarily associate with the kind of music that you guys make. It's a bit of an oddity for Sergeant House Records.
Mm-hmm.
Does it feel that way in terms of your conversations with them? Like, are you that one band that's way outside their typical scope of focus, but they like you so much that they want to try to help launch a career here?
Yeah, I mean, I think they were just, you know, they couldn't help but really like what we were doing. And even though it's super different than the other bands they have, they still go about, you know, this process with the same vigor that they do with all their other bands. I think it's just a little bit different. It's a different world, a different kind of market. Audience, I think, for the most part, but they're definitely super awesome and are helping us out a lot.
Yeah. One potential problem I could see for you guys, and maybe you have experienced this now on your initial tour, is all of your songs are really short. So filling out a full set list is a lot of songs, right? Like you probably have to do twice as many songs as a typical rock band because so many of them are so short. How are you doing on fleshing out that stage conversation and communication with audience to kind of fill those sets out?
We're opening for Good Old War, so we only play like 35 minutes. So we do like 9 out of the 10 songs in a cover, and it's pretty much right on the dot. So.
What are the covers that are in your repertoire?
We've been doing a cover of Be My Baby.
Cool.
By the Runnets.
Right on.
Yeah.
So after this tour run is over with Good Old War, what is next for you guys? What's on the horizon?
That's a pretty good question.
Yeah.
We're not really sure. There's nothing solid for sure right now. But yeah, I think we're just going to see where we're at when the tour is over. I think we're going to do some kind of video and probably do some more like session kind of stuff and then just reassess, regroup, and see what we can do next.
You have a few videos that have been made already that are up online. Are those things that you've kind of done yourselves or with an actual production crew?
I think it's just been, there's a couple that are just, they were from like the writing process that we did with Sergeant House. They just, you know, they have some different people that have some cameras and time to put stuff together for us. So it was kind of just a cool behind the scenes type of thing.
Any way to get the word out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it has been an absolute pleasure to have you guys in here. It's a wonderful new record. Thanks for sharing some
thanks
songs.
So much.
Yeah.
Empty Houses, my guests, live today on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record of which we speak is called Daydream, out on Sergeant House. EmptyHousesBand.com is the place to go to find out more and hear more. Ali Shea, David Mackinder, and Adam Mercer are in the studio. You have time for one more? What do you want to wrap up with?
Let's do Rope.
Rope.
Yeah.
Sky, feet on either side. Nothing will save me. I've got to save myself. Oh, water is creeping in. It's darker than it's been. Seems like nothing's left out there but I'll scratch and claw like it's worth seeing the ground again. I keep. Grab the towel.
That is called Rope. It's music live from Empty Houses today on Jefferson Public Radio from their new record called Daydream. Again, it's Ali Shea on lead vocals, Adam Mercer on keys and vocals, and David Mackinder on electric guitar and vocals, Empty Houses. Guys, thanks again for coming by.
Thanks
so much
us.
For having us. This is great.
This is awesome.